Guys, it's Tim here with a bite of the day. So over the weekend, I realized that InComm was selling the Sony Ericsson Live with Walkman, which is basically a budget Android device selling for 350 Brunei dollars. So it has very similar specs to the Sony Xperia Mini Pro that I previously recommended, but it differs in it with it in two main aspects. First and foremost, it has no physical keyboard. So in that sense, it's actually thinner, and it also has a bigger screen at 3.2 inches. So at 3.2 inches, I feel it's a better to view web pages on. It's also easier to type on the on-screen keyboard, and I feel that this is a good trade-off. The phone that I'm using, the LG Optimus One at the moment, has the same 3.2 inch size screen, and I feel that is pretty decent to type on. The screen itself is 320 by 480 HVGA resolution, which means it should be compatible with all applications, if not 99% of them. In terms of specs, it has a 1 GHz processor, 512 MB of RAM, which should mean that you get a smooth multitasking throughout the day. 320 MB of storage for apps. It says that in specs, but in the actual device itself, it might come with about 200 plus, as I saw on the Xperia Mini Pro. But even at 200 plus, it is better than the competition, which usually comes in at less than 200 megabytes of app space. It being a Walkman branded device, it comes with a Sony XLoud enhancement, which basically means you can play music at loud volumes without distortion. So, which is good if you're using this for a mobile music device. It has a 5 megapixel camera with 720p video recording, as well as a front-facing camera. So, in essence, as I mentioned with the Sony Xperia Mini Pro, this is a very decent budget Android device with very few compromises. With the 1 GHz processor, I believe it runs Flash as well, so you get the full web experience. Battery 1200 milliamp hours, so it is the same as the Xperia Mini Pro. So battery life wise, it should run roughly the same. So end of the day, good budget Android device selling for 350. In available in black and white, and it's available both at InComm as well as QQ eStore. So see which you prefer, but I would highly recommend that you try it out to see whether the keyboard is big enough for you. It's always a good thing to take note of because that's what you're going to use every day. So with that, that's Tim signing off with another bite of the day. Hope you like that, guys.